Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is injury attorney David Femininio. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Odyssey.com Rewind, you missed anything. We've been rapping about Myles Garrett, but in a different way. I thought we had left yesterday in the past. I thought it was obvious. Myles Garrett's available. You go after him, period. Well, Kenny ruined the show sheet and was like, guys, you're not going to believe this, but I am screening dozens of calls to Doug and Scott of people who don't want Myles Garrett. Now, we're yet to hear from one of those people, namely because we're not going to dignify those people with airtime. They're idiots. They're just functioning idiots. Myles Garrett is a first ballot Hall of Famer in the height of his prime. He takes immaculate care of himself. He is a Walter Payton Man of the Year candidate. He's a guy that on aggregate will get you 15 sacks and 20 tackles for loss. He'll absolutely cause at least 3 fumbles a season. He's a dominator. And when you look at the teams after, I continue to tell you, okay, it's going to be the teams you got to go through. Mm-hmm. But even more than that, you need him. Opposite of Aiden. So here's my thing. How can people be this stupid? Oh, let Brad cook. What is he cooking with a first round? What is the first round pick at pick 28? What are these picks even doing?
That's the best available player at that point.
Okay, so here's my thing. He's insulated the offensive line. Christian Mahogany was a 6th-round pick. He's probably your starting right guard. Mm-hmm. Good, cheap, young, controllable. Manu, another year of development, probably slots more as a tackle someday. Needs to learn how to play football.
But they're pretty much teaching him the playbook.
But you have him, okay? You have depth. You have 2 running backs you like, maybe 3. You have depth at wide receiver. You have tight ends. Everything is set on offense. No rookie is walking in here and playing. Agree?
Agree.
Okay, let's go to the defensive side of the ball. You could draft a corner, but then you'd have Terry and Arnold and other corner.
Right.
You want that? Your safeties are locked up. You're never drafting one. Your linebackers are locked up. You're not drafting one. And no matter what you do at D-line, it is not going to be someone who will be 25% of Myles Garrett. So what in the F are we talking about? Why do some Lion fans not want the guy? Because everyone we're talking to is all in. Here was a trade proposed today. Bleacher Report. Adam Schefter has talked about it. He's talked about the Bears being a destination. Look, it'd be a 1, a 2, and Hendon Hooker.
Because, yeah.
That deal's done on the phone.
Yeah, because the only person that you would draft at 28 would be if, like, one of those linebacker/edge rushers happened to fall, and he's sitting right there, and maybe you can insert him in there. But I will say this, Mike, and I didn't even think about this, and someone on social media sent this. Daniel, a different way of thinking about this. The anti-Myles Garrett talk, maybe it's pre-cope. No one dislikes the move. They're just preparing themselves for a letdown of it not happening.
Well,
so you kind of talk yourself into, well, we didn't need him anyway. We didn't want him anyway.
Then go find a different sport to watch. If you're that scared that you get a generational talent of failing, go find something else to do with your time. I'm sick of those fans. I'm tired of hearing from them.
What was the point of the team getting good, Kenny, if people were still going to act like bitches?
Right. I'm sorry, but this is what good teams do. This is a move a good team makes. Don't be afraid of success. What are we talking about?
And again, it's a different conversation if we ever got to the point where all of a sudden it comes out, Buffalo is offering 3 first plus plus, and you're going,
a little too rich.
Do we want to go that far, et cetera? To say you don't need them, and for you guys running around in your little let Brad cook undies, I you know what? Go somewhere. Figure it out. I can't help you. Let Brad cook. What does that even mean? Well, he's made the team. Albert Breer, we have the audio. The Lions don't even need their first round picks.
No, I mean, when you broke it down like that, Mike, your first round pick starts. Where's a spot that, unless, like I say, one of those top edge rushers somehow falls because stepdad puts a bong pitcher out there and he just keeps sliding down, there's really nowhere, no one's going to start in any position. Your line, O-line is there.
It's all done.
Yeah.
So now you go all in. And again, if Cleveland doesn't like what you offer, they don't want to trade him to you. Maybe Miles hates it. Maybe Miles doesn't want to be in the Midwest anymore. My point is, you pick up the phone, you call, and everyone should be in agreement. You go get the player.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. And hey, Zadarius, go pick him up from the airport. You two talk in the car on your way to Allen Park.
Go to Rick, 97.1. Rick, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Mike, Rico, David, and Bad Kenny. What's going on, fellas? I got lot of comments and a couple questions.
Sure.
All right, my comments. David's right about the fan base in Detroit. Three quarters of them are they just don't know the NFL. They just don't know. They jumped on recently, whatever it is. David's right on that. I got a problem with Costa this morning. You got Myles Garrett, and you're going to give up another defensive player like Jack Campbell was proposed with the morning show. Give me a break, Costa. What are you're building a defense, but you're going to give away defense? That don't make sense.
No, hold on now. Now, listen. Here's what I'll tell you. You don't have to like the deal, but I mean, right here, Rick, if they got a call from Adam Berry or Andrew Berry in Cleveland, and they wanted Jack Campbell a 1 and a 2, it would simply be, Jack, where do you want the postage stamp placed? I'm not kidding you, Rick. I'm sorry. Mike, you got to give to get, brother.
Mike, you got me there because I'm all in on getting to get. But here's my question. I've been looking at a highlight film all day at Trey Hendrickson. How old is Trey Hendrickson compared to Garrett? And what would you think of maybe getting a Hendrickson over the Garrett deal?
Age-wise, I got to look it up.
He's 30.
Okay, there you go. So he's 2 years older. I like Trey, but bottom line, Myles Garrett's a superior football player. He's superior in every way.
Seriously, I mean, that's the only way you got to go is you can't win your second or third Super Bowl unless you win the first one. And the only way you're going to win the first one is by taking the big step and getting the player, the stud, to get you the first Super Bowl. I mean, I just don't understand the fan base in Detroit, how these people are saying, that's why we're at where we've been at since I'm 59 years old. And it's the same old people.
Well, it's I don't think people understand how the NFL works. Rick, the bottom line, you don't get to stay good forever. And whether you take a step back for a given year and you retool and go all in, we've seen Philadelphia do it. We've seen Baltimore in this Lamar Jackson arc have this 2-year window. They missed the playoffs only to go all in multiple times, fall short. I'm sorry. You're in this window now. You got to make the move. And again, whether it's a Trey Hendrickson or Max Crosby, Myles Garrett is the one who demanded a trade. It's in a statement yesterday.
That's why we're focused on Miles. I just, again, a six-time All-Pro. Takes immaculate care of himself. He's a three-down guy. And he's built in a lab. 6'7", 270. I have seen him in the same game sack the quarterback, recover a fumble, and block a field goal, and murder a running back. And you're just like, what? You can't do anything with this guy. Put him opposite Aiden and ask yourself, all right, first and second round pick, what's that getting me? It's insanity. Mm-hmm. I just, okay. 2485.
I'm with you.
Bump back with the Albert Breer sound, will you please? Just for fun, for bleeps and giggles. We'll get to the people. I do want to do other things today, but you guys are passionate about it, and it is football. And candidly, I mean, look, Pistons are playing well. Red Wings are playing well. Hey, guys, here's the reaction. Ain't nobody care. Sorry.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Albert Breer on Myles Garrett and the Lions situation. Here's the other thing, and then we'll get straight to the phones. Do yourself a favor. If you're one of the people who called midday saying you don't want Myles Garrett, go look at your schedule next year. Tell me what you see. You lost a village of coaches. Aleem may or may not be healthy to start the year. Aiden's coming off a broken leg. Go look at that schedule. And then ask yourself again. Oh, yeah, you let Brett Cook. And it better be a Myles Garrett stew. You at least got to try. And the way his deal is structured, from everything I am seeing, it will hurt the Browns more than it will hurt you. Any form of extension, once again, me and Rico are going to sound like Milli Vanilli. The salary cap ain't real in a synchronized dance move. Like, you sign him to an extension, you do what needs to be done. I'm just unequivocal about it. I don't care what happens past 2026. You got a four-year rip. Go get it. And you've already blown two of the chances. Let's go to Jeff, 97.1. Jeff, what's going on, bud?
Hey, Mike. This is Jeff out of Cleveland. I'm a longtime Lions fan. I'm 69 years old, and I want to trade. And the reason why I want to trade is because of Goff. And I can explain that easily.
Sure.
The trade I would make would be two first-rounders, this year's, next year's, and I'll part with Jameson Williams. I think we can handle that. The reason why we need to make this trade, because our defense has to get better because of Goff. And the reason why I blame Goff, he's a good quarterback, but he's Moses. Moses gets him to the promised land, but Moses is not allowed in the promised land.
I'll have to confer with Rico on that biblical reference.
Yes, he's correct.
Take my word for it. Okay. He couldn't enter the promised land. So the defense is going to have to drag him into the promised land, and the only way to do that is get Myles Garrett, two first-rounders, give up Jameson Williams.
Can't give up Jameson.
And we're in the Super Bowl next year.
All right, listen.
No doubt about it.
Myles Garrett playing the role of Joshua. Gotcha.
Sure, I'll look that up too. Look, Jeff, here's what I tell you, brother. I can't give up J-Mo. You guys have to look at one thing. You can't rob Peter to pay Paul. While I am willing to give up the draft capital, and certain players on this team, frankly, a vast majority, Jameson Williams has blossomed into something that is a difference maker offensively for you that helps your quarterback. I don't want to be in the business of hurting my quarterback. So, no, I just don't want to do that. Now, yes, candidly, I have said I'm not extending J-Mo. I'm not. I'm not even sure if I pick up the fifth-year option. But I don't want to trade him because I'm in the window. I don't care about J-Mo 2027. I care right now. I cannot
take my offense apart. I don't. If you disagree, it's fine.
No, I don't.
Criminal.
I don't.
I just can't do it.
No, I think that you have to do everything you can because I do think your window after this season, everything's going to get a lot harder.
It'll continue to get tougher. That's the whole principle. So right now, if I can add Myles Garrett, does it allow for certain things?
Listen, because you still have young quarterbacks on all your divisional teams that you have Goff, and he's going to be either better than J.J. or Donald, whoever they pick for the Minnesota Vikings. Love, does he bounce back? I don't know. Caleb, okay, new coach, new system, may not be ready for prime time just yet. That's why this next year is critical for you.
Let's go over to Robert, 97.1. Robert, what's up, buddy?
Man, I don't know what to say behind the biblical boy. whoever even chimed in on y'all show and said something about they wouldn't take this generational talent, this AKA alien, there's only two aliens in my eyes. That is Josh Adams, that just destroyed the Lions, and this guy. He jumps over center, block punts or extra points or field goals. Come on, man. These people got to think about this dude. And he looked like Lee Haney, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, let me say this. Kenny, real quick, Robert, hold on. Kenny, I mean, how many dozens of calls to Doug and Scott were coming in on they don't want Myles Garrett? Answer Robert's question.
It was a pretty consistent stream throughout the day. It wasn't none. It certainly wasn't
10 or more.
It was more. Anytime anybody wanted to talk about Myles Garrett, I'd say 75%.
It was one too many. It was one too many. That's what it was. It was one too darn many.
You know what, Robert? I'll tell you what we need to do. We need to blame Kenny. I think it's Kenny's fault. Kenny allowed him on the air.
Caller.
Yeah, and then he upended this show.
Listen to this. Me and this, the GM, we're going to be doing the Rob Pelinka and Harrison deal. You want one and two? Hooker? Man, I'm going to give you a sweet loan. You can have Campbell, too. Flat out. He is not getting away from me. I need him. I want him. And we got Darius Smith that can get in his ear.
That's right.
How much he loves being here. Okay, we're going to call it nepotism in a different nepotism. How about that part?
You know what, Robert? I love it. Robert is a runaway train. This is fantastic. And I think we've settled on it. This is all Kenny's fault. It is bad, Kenny. Kenny, let me ask you.
It's my fault what people call me and say.
But why didn't you gatekeep Doug and Scott? You just not put the people on the air?
I gatekeep as best as I can, man. But at the end of the day, they need calls. I got calls.
Wait a minute. So you're saying anybody calls up with any nonsense, you're putting them through to Doug and Scott?
Oh, no, certainly not any nonsense.
Well, you let them call up saying they didn't want Myles Garrett.
That's what their point was. I don't agree with everything I put on with Doug and Scott or with you guys or anything else.
I'm going to tell you.
This isn't North Korea.
I think you did a disservice to Doug and Scott. Now, did Doug and Scott weigh in on these people? What was their reaction?
No, they didn't. They didn't have an overwhelming reaction to it. It was just I was surprised at the volume of people that were anti Myles Garrett, which I just can't figure it out, man.
Now, do you want to share? I know you're never comfortable, but you did say something in the break. Can I say it on the air?
I don't know what you're referring to.
Yes, you do.
He said a lot.
I said a lot during the break. I don't know what you're getting at here.
I'll tell you what. Out of fairness, my favorite F word. I'll confer with Kenny before saying this.
Not your favorite F word.
248-539-9797. I want to get to the people, shall we?
Let's go.
Let's go to Mark. 97.1. Mark, what's going on, bud?
Yeah, Mark, I'm with you 1,000%. What the hell is wrong with these morons?
I don't know.
Well, you have an opportunity to get a guy this good, Hall of Fame guy, you get him whatever it takes. Your window of opportunity to win the Super Bowl is getting slimmer and slimmer. You go get this man. These people are morons. When I heard that, I was so pissed off.
And you know what? In turn, Mark, I think you should be mad at Kenny.
I know he took the calls, but that's not the morons calling.
Okay. I just think person worse than the moron is the person who empowers the moron. That would be bad, Kenny.
You got to wake up, man. You want to win a Super Bowl? This is your chance. Get this man.
I'm with you.
Period.
And look, there's different conversations, Mark, if we ever got to the point where you go, wait, Team X offered what? Mm-hmm. Then we can have a different conversation. In the here and now.
I'm 58 years old. I want to win a Super Bowl before I hit the promised land.
I hear you.
This is the time.
I'm with you. I'm totally
Come
with
on,
you.
Man.
And Mark, I think what people don't realize either, they had, despite the injuries, this schedule played out pretty amazing for them when you really look at it. Dallas ended up being trash. Houston was average. Like a lot of these games you thought were going to be real difficult. Ooh, we're going to San Francisco on a Monday night. Rico's team was too busy on the toilet. Like, you look at it, it really played out pretty okay. Now, you were owed that based on the injuries. But this year, go look at the schedule you drew.
Nobody thought your, third toughest game was going to be the Vikings at home. Final game of the year. Nobody saw that coming.
No.
So,
how about a few ticket texts from David? Yeah. We are lacking. We have not checked in on them. David, what would you like to say?
Someone says, am I crazy to say first, second, and both of the thirds you got from AG leaving and Hooker?
It's probably a little much, but I'm not mad at you.
The only reason you would do something like that extreme.
Bidding war.
There. Right.
Sorry.
Well,
Rico
no.
made a great point and I stole it and I'd like to apologize.
No. You know what, Mike? You said it anyway. I heard you. Mike on the radio say that.
Why are we doing this again?
We need Garrett. Our division is stacked and have one of the toughest schedules next season, whatever it takes.
See, that's
says.
The thing. The schedule next year, and I know that some teams that we think are going to be great aren't, and some teams we think are going to be bad are, but looking at it right now, 9 games on the road, it's like the football gods found every mobile QB and said, oh, Detroit, you're going to play them, and you're going to play them on the road. Good luck with that.
Gary from Detroit says, this mentality to just have a chance and make the playoffs idea is garbage. There's a window, and it may be open, but it might be shattered any day. Learn how to win now. This isn't a 401k investment with sports.
No, I'll tell you what it is, and people don't want to hear it, but too bad. You're acting like a small market. You act like small market hillbillies. That's the problem, okay? Oh, it's Cincinnati. I just like being competitive. That's not what we're doing here. It's one of the great sports towns in America. You don't have a trophy case because you don't have a trophy. Not one. Not one. Go get one. Who cares about a pick or two or three? We're not asking you to be on the cover of ESPN, the magazine, in a wedding dress, giving up a whole draft. But at a certain point, what? It was okay for Brad Holmes to trade a third round for Carlton Davis, who might just bolt? Well, weird. Traded for a hurt corner who got hurt at the worst possible time. Let him cook.
I'm with you.
Let's go. Let's get this guy. He's a dominator. But I still blame Kenny.
Bad Kenny.
I just feel like you could have protected Doug and Scott. You could have made their day better.
All I'm saying is this: they have an open line system, as David once famously said. All right? If all opinions are welcome, this is not North Korea.
Yeah, well, guess what? Our borders closed at 2. We don't deal with any of that open stuff.
There's jokes to be made that will not be
nope,
made.
Not happening. I'm making a point. We have
248.
We have security for idiots at 2:00. I ain't doing it. Doug and Scott deserve combat pay. Open line system. You get people calling saying, "Oh, I'm Myles Garrett." You might want to change your protocols. And you're at fault. You're a problem. Get your Super Bowl together. Hungry Howie's. Mix and match. $6.99 each. Kenny, your girlfriend home tonight? You just going to go out, get a little food again? Party?
Sounds good to me.
She's gone again?
Yeah, she's
gone again. Wow, boy. Kenny's the happiest guy on the planet. His girl hasn't been home all week. So here's the deal. Coming up in the 4:00 hour, we'll take a break from this Myles Garrett thing. Kenny has upended this damn show. But I do have some thoughts on the Luka Doncic thing, but in a different way. Okay, no, it's not going to be, oh my God, amazeballs. I can't believe. Guys, it's 3 days out.
Did you just say amazeballs?
Yeah, that's how Costa talks. Like, it's just, at a certain point, exasperation isn't really acceptable to your audience. So I have a couple things that have got me thinking. Are you okay? All right.
Go ahead.
So we'll get into that in the 4 o'clock. And don't worry, we have plenty of time this week. The NFL and the NFL Referees Association has responded to this radio show regarding conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they are acknowledging the level of talk about conspiracy theories in the officials tells me we're right.
Only thing missing from that statement was Michael Valente.
Right. Excuse me? Wow. All right. Let's go to Dave. 97.1. Dave, what's going on, bud?
Hey guys.
How
hey,
are you, Dave?
Good. How you doing? Thanks for taking the call.
Yes, sir.
I'd say F them picks.
You're rolling.
Let's give up three first rounds. Because when you look at it, where are we going to pick in the next, say, 3-4 years? Anywhere from what, 25 to 32?
Yeah. And again, while I appreciate you're willing to go that far, hell, I would too if it was a bidding war. I don't think you're going to have to.
But it's going to get to the point where it's going to be a bidding war.
Maybe.
So hopefully Brad's meeting with Andrew Berry because he's going to be out of a job soon. Because that's a disaster there in Cleveland.
It is. They have to burn it down. I mean, it's the unfortunate reality they're in, not only because of Myles Garrett demanding out, but Deshaun's impact on the salary cap, Nick Chubb's leg being on backwards, and an aging offensive line, including guys like Joel Bitonio, who are probably going to retire. So, yeah, Dave, it's got to happen.
Just get a haul for Myles. If they, you know, I hate to talk about Cleveland, but if they were smart, get a haul for Myles, draft Shedeur Sanders, hire Dion, they'll get their new stadium.
You've got it all planned out, yeah, Dave. I mean, Jesus. Look, here's what I'll tell you.
You want me to tell you how to fix your Giants?
Yeah, take the team away from John Mara. No, go.
There you go.
Go ahead. Lay it out for me, Dave. Sell me some hope.
Okay. I'm just kidding. I don't spend any time on them.
It's okay. No, but Dave, here's what I'll say. We all build out this idea of like, oh my God, this guy will fetch X. The reality is a player of this stature is going to have impact on where he goes. Now, the Browns have to say we have no plans to move him. But you're not going to trade Myles Garrett somewhere lousy because the NFLPA, every agent in the game, every player in the game will turn on you. You did Myles Garrett dirty. This guy's a gentleman outside of hitting Mason Rudolph with a helmet. But frankly, he's got a punchable face. I may have too. The whole idea is he wants to win a Super Bowl. So that takes the market down to places like San Francisco, Detroit, Green Bay, Chicago, Commanders, Buffalo, Ravens, Chiefs. That's about it. And if you're Cleveland, your negotiating tactic is, Myles, we're not keeping you in the AFC. And I think you know why. Mm-hmm. So you really settle in on about a half dozen teams. I don't think they're going to get what people are talking about. Now, we'll have fun with it going, well, how far would you go? Hey, man, if it came down to it and it's a bidding war and it's against the Packers, yeah, I might have to go to an uncomfortable place. Mm-hmm. I still think you get it done with a 1-2 plus. A 1-2 plus player. Yes. And if it took 2 first-round picks, I'd do it. Yeah. Now, when you start getting to 3, it's a little different. You could throw it out for effect like I did yesterday saying, look, this is how bad I want the guy. Reality, they're never getting that for him.
Yeah, the only thing you got to hope for is a team like the Cowboys don't enter into the chat and just go ridiculous. Like, come on, Dallas. Seriously. Just go home. You're drunk.
248-539-9797. Go to Adam, 97.1. Adam, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Adam.
Well, to the people who are let Brad cook, I'd like to quote a movie that has significance because I just watched it again, Groundhog's Day. Morons, your bus is leaving. Now come on, guys. You know that letting Brad cook involves him making trades and finding free agents. That's part of his job. When he was at the Rams, he was all about scouting and drafting. That was it. But he's now a GM. He has to do more than just draft to make a Super Bowl. Come on, people. The Brad Cook people don't realize what cooking even is in the NFL. How Philadelphia, they cook. They go out and find guys.
Yeah. Like, no, I'm with you. John Lynch is one of the best GMs in football with the Niners. several bold moves in this window, and they've gotten to two Super Bowls, two more than you've been to. Howie Roseman, Philadelphia, ultra aggressive in the trade market, in free agency market. You know, Eric DaCosta, the Ravens. The blueprint is the blueprint. Now, for people to go, oh, well, the Patriots never had to do things. They had Tom Brady. Just see yourself out. Morons, your bus is leaving. Right, Adam? So, like, yes.
We don't have Michael Jordan at quarterback like you call Patrick Mahomes. We don't have that. No. So we need the other stuff. We need toys that our new coordinators can play with.
I'll tell you this. If you want to support a young secondary and you want to nurture young corners, boy, I'll tell you, having Myles Garrett opposite Aiden Hutchinson on passing downs, Adam, you're forcing the opposition to get that ball out quicker, or you're forcing them to go max protection. There are very few duos in the history of the National Football League that would rise to this level. Now, look, one of the best duos in the sport right now powered an injured, largely awful team to a blowout playoff win. And if the refs didn't leave the money on the nightstand, if you know what I mean, in the divisional round, they may have beat the Chiefs too. Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson powered Houston to get where they got. Think about what Aiden and Myles Garrett looks like.
Yeah. Sorry. It makes life so much easier on this new defensive coordinator.
Your young corner,
secondary. Yeah.
And what would you rather spend $20 million on? $25 million on? Would you rather go into free agency? Oh, here, I know. Franchise Carlton Davis? Is that what you want to do? Is that how you want to spend your money?
I don't have the board, but there you go.
Or would you rather go and get Myles Garrett?
Yeah, that's a no-brainer.
Okay, then. 248-539-9797. More of your phone calls coming up next. Talking Myles Garrett, but in a different way today, because Kenny was besieged by phone calls to Doug and Scott's show of people who don't want Myles Garrett. Oddly enough, those people don't call this show. That's because we have an intelligence test you take when you call versus open lines. So here's the deal. We've pretty much established a consensus. Everybody wants him. My question is, if you don't, why? I mean, a first and a second round pick as the framework of a majority of the deals we're seeing by intelligent football people like Albert Breer, like Adam Schefter. What? I don't know what we're talking about, because the Lions have not been to a Super Bowl, much less won one. You have fallen short back-to-back seasons. And regardless of Aiden coming back or not, you're adding a Hall of Fame player. I mean, I can't for the life of me wrap my mind around not trying. Hey, look, if an idiot team walks in and makes, a Mike Ditka offer, or they do, for Mikal Bridges, 5 first round pay. If somebody did something stupid,
right,
I'd be the first one to be like, yeah, I'm not doing it.
Right, that's why I said if the Cowboys all of a sudden go full Cowboys and just give up the farm, all right, you know what? Can't legislate stupidity. Go to Dallas. Don't care.
But I'm willing to give up multiple first-round picks, and I think that absolutely gets it done. So why wouldn't you? What's the harm? And if Brad is so damn special, he should be just fine without those first-round picks, right? Plus, you got a couple extra for Aaron Glenn getting a head coaching job.
And let's face it, your first-round picks are glorified second-rounders.
That's why you 28. Didn't too, versus the Niners or Bears, who are going to be giving up a top-10 pick.
Correct.
So it's I'm just explaining to people that when I say the Lions need to give up two, and you're like, well, how could the Bears only give up? Because they're picking 20 spots higher than you.
Right, because that now means Cleveland's either picking 2nd and 10th or 2nd and 11th. Big difference. You can jumpstart your team with two of the top 10 players.
Also correct. All right, let's go to the people. Go to Drew, 97.1. Drew, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure, man.
I think it's ridiculous for people that say, oh, let Brad cook, da-da-da. And when you really look at the good edge rushers that come out of college and actually produce in the NFL, you're only getting, like, 5-10 of them at a time. And because I don't really have a life, I went back and look at all of these draft picks that are edge rushers. 2017, you got Myles Garrett. He went number one. And then you got T.J. Watt and Trey Hendrickson. Those are the outliers for that draft. 2018, you really don't have any. 2019, you got Montez Sweat at the end of the first and Max Crosby, who's an outlier. 2020, you don't have anybody. 2021, you got Micah Parsons, and that's it. 2021 or 22, you've got Hutch, and then maybe you could make an argument for George Karlaftis or Nick Benito.
I wouldn't put Karlaftis in there. Guy's a 6-7 sack a year guy. Nice player, but I know what you're doing, and you're right. And by the way, Hutch was taken second overall. Exactly. Trayvon Walker was number one overall. At one point, was leading the league in sacks this year. You're right. Pedigree matters. Well, here's how I can get the former number one overall pick. 28 years old, signed, and by all accounts, takes unbelievable care of himself, desperate to win. And my God, what it would set up across from Aiden. Yeah. You can keep your draft picks. And, Drew, you're spot on with what you're saying.
Yeah, you'll never confuse him for Luka.
Players like this don't grow on trees.
No,
exactly with the Luka thing. And I'm glad you said it because I want to do that in the 4 o'clock. Because this is the thing, and thank you, Drew. When a guy's committed to winning and you never got to worry about him, oh, my God. I mean, how rare is that in today's world? And you bring him into a culture here where it's all about the mission? Yeah. How motivated? If he was motivated and sold his soul for the city of Cleveland for 8 years, how motivated would he be to walk into Rotunda Drive knowing every guy in this room is about the Super Bowl, and this team has been that close the last 2 years?
No, you're
You'll
right.
get the best of him.
No, you're right. I mean, imagine every day going in knowing you play for Cleveland and you probably don't have a chance. Oh, last year they made the playoffs because all of a sudden they got hot at the very end, but knowing we really don't have anything. He could have easily just taken plays off. He never did. He just went out there and did his job, and he did it well. Yeah, now you bring him here to Detroit. We've said it before. You're going to help out your new defensive coordinator and everybody on your defense. And you know what else you're going to help? Your offense, because you don't have to go out there and go for it all the time. When you know what? We got a damn good defense. Punt the ball. We'll play the field position game. We don't always have to go for it all the time because I trust this defense. We don't have to blitz all the time because I'm just going to send these four
or better
and they'll
yet,
get to the quarterback.
Better yet, I go for it more because my defense will get a stop.
Or
F you, we're going for it again. Dan Campbell, 4th and 36. YOLO.
Dan, you're on your own 28.
Don't care. I got Myles Garrett. You don't. Let's go to Mike, 97.1. Mike, what's going on, bud?
Yeah, so I'm a hardcore Browns fan. I think Myles Garrett needs to go to Detroit because the Haslam family doesn't care about winning, and he needs that culture. He is that culture in Detroit.
Yeah, and look, first of all, I feel terrible for what you're going through. But it's also, this is a player that you respect, you love. He's not a bad guy. He's not being spiteful of the team. I just view it like he gave you the better part of a decade. You didn't get it together. You made the total wrong choice at quarterback. And now he's got to look out for him. So, yeah, the Lions would be, to me, the number one choice of a place to go that has the need, the culture, and the team. You could suggest the Bills. I think that would be a great one. I think the Niners opposite Bosa would be a great one. Maybe the Commanders, maybe the Pack. Those are the teams. I don't think the Bears are ready for that yet. But, yeah, I mean, Mike, go ahead.
Both of these teams have been in the trash for so long. And I feel that Detroit has finally made it. I mean, Cleveland could have made it if they stayed with Mayfield. But yeah, Garrett needs to go there. He needs to win a Super Bowl with the Lions because he deserves it. They deserve it.
Yeah, listen, I'm with you. And again, it's very difficult to be nominated for Walter Payton Man of the Year, and he was the Browns rep for it. Yeah, I know he hit Mason Rudolph with a helmet. I mean, come on. Who doesn't want to hit Mason Rudolph with a helmet? All Titans fans did.
I think the league frowns.
All Steelers fans did.
Well, there you go. So Garrett kind of did a public service.
Did he, though?
He plays a violent game. Who cares? 248-539-9797. We're going to get more of the people. We got to do a little blitz, though. You've got a can we say that to get to. Can we say that people who don't want Myles Garrett are morons? Yes. 97. Thank you for that. 97.1.